Just last summer, this is what Long Beach Island audiences were hearing in Beach Haven.
And always look on the bright side.
One singular sensation.
If I were a rich man. Yeah,
Those renditions are from cast albums of three Tony-winning musicals, Spamalot, A Chorus Line, and Fiddler on the Roof. And Surflight Theater last summer mounted its own productions of each of them, an ambitious summer season for any theater. And it would be its last. Beset by financial woes, Surflight closed its doors this year after 65 years of performances. It had been the little theater that could, rising from bankruptcy after buying its building, then hit by Hurricane Sandy and under 4 feet of water. It came back from that, too, but with a $600,000 bill it couldn't pay, Surflight's board made the decision this past winter to close. And now, both remaining professional seaside theaters are in Cape May, a few minutes' walk from one another. Cape May Stage and East Lynn Theater each has a loyal following, both from locals and vacationing Philadelphians, and both are busy this summer. Cape May Stage, in a converted church behind the resort's pedestrian mall, is presenting the comedy Mary Mary through July 24th. And for the rest of the summer, the funny one-woman show called The Search for Intelligent Signs of Life in the Universe. Originally, it was a stage vehicle for Lily Tomlin, and here, actress Tricia Alexandro will take it on. East Lynn Theater Company is the other Cape May operation, and it produces inside a church on Hughes Street. Its mission is to revive or adapt old American works, and the company is currently commemorating the 150th anniversary of Abe Lincoln's assassination with a one-man play called Mr. Lincoln, a show that ran 35 years ago on Broadway. It's a tour de force for actor Tom Brin, who plays the president. On July 29th, East Lynn begins its world premiere stage adaptation of Huckleberry Finn. At least in Cape May, the tradition of theater at the beach continues these summer nights. I'm Howard Shapiro for WHYY.